As you make your way through the center of Saint-Denis on market day, you pass dozens of stands selling clothing and household goods. Many of them have laminated papers hanging from their umbrellas, announcing there are no plastic bags. And at the entrance to the main market building are banners saying the same thing. Inside are fruit and vegetable stands, fishmongers, and butchers like Bruno. Since September 2014, when a ban on plastic bags was introduced into the market's rules, he no longer gives them out. At first, people had trouble remembering to bring their own, he says, but now they're used to it. It's something people used to do. He says that when he started selling at this market 30 years ago, there were no plastic bags. Today, it's a matter of going back to those habits, which, it turns out, is easier said than done. Not everyone is as sanguine as the butcher. François Barbier has been selling shoes at the market for 30 years. He's the former president of the market's retailers union, and he's been on board with the plastic bag ban since the city approached him about it in 2005. Over the years, he's realized, though, that it's not easy to convince colleagues. Plastic bags are practical. Around the corner from him, the current president of the retailers union, Gérard Aboukaya, sells underwear. He says it's difficult for those customers who didn't bring their own bags. They're unlikely to buy underwear if they have to carry it out in the open. So he still hands them out, as does François Barbier. At another stand, Faïs and Sadi pack garlic and potatoes into paper bags. The switch away from plastic hasn't changed their business much, they say. Some clients are unhappy, says Faiz, but they buy things anyway. But right then, Sadi comes over and points to a customer who's just left the stand. He didn't buy the potatoes he had picked out. He asked me for a bag, says Sadi, and I said there aren't any, so he said forget it. Cécile Rangin is the city's associate mayor in charge of sustainable development. It's not easy, she says, to convince merchants who are worried about situations just like the one I observed. It'd be a lot easier with a law, she says. There is a law in the works, but it's taken a while. A nationwide ban on plastic bags was first introduced into a spending bill in 2004, which prompted the city to start working on the issue. But the law didn't pass. Today, more than a decade later, it's in another bill that's likely to pass. But it won't come into effect until next year. Rangin says that until then, the focus can only be on incentives, like putting the ban in the market regulations. The rules encourage people to comply, but they're unenforceable without a law. At this fruit and vegetable stand with very low prices, there's a frenzy of activity, and customers are filling up paper bags. Despite the crowds, though, stand owner Ahmed is frustrated. We're suffering, he says. People are buying less than before. A plastic bag holds 2 to 3 kilos, he says. A paper bag, only about one. We're losing out, he says. Plus, the paper bags don't hold up. As if to prove his point, clementines burst out of a customer's bag nearby, spilling out onto the ground. Another client helps her and gives her a reusable bag. Luckily, I had a bag to give her, she says. For her, the plastic bag ban makes sense for the environment. But for shopping, it's no good. Stand owner Ahmed does feel the same way. Despite the difficulties to his business, he would like to reduce waste. I'd like my children to live in a clean country, he says. I respect the rules because of that. And so, however reluctantly, people are following the plastic bag ban in Saint-Denis, and the city is hoping for a law so that no one will even have a choice. Sarah Elzis, RFI, Saint-Denis.